History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
49 degrees right now. We're going to get up into right around 60.
Nice.
No rain, ideally.
Right.
It was getting soaky last night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, high of 61 and sunny all day. 72 on Thursday. We're looking good, man.
It's starting to turn.
We're looking good.
Yeah.
Can't nothing happen wrong from here. Nothing can stop Rowan Gardner now. All right. I'm sorry. I'm deliriously tired right now.
Why? What happened?
All right. So
you dress weird.
What?
You're dressed weird.
Well, you got like a thermal shirt.
I'm wearing a basketball jersey.
But you have a basketball jersey over it.
Well,
it's just a different look for you.
It's not tank season yet.
Yeah, I can't. Just
not bare arm season yet.
Yeah, I got you.
It's 50 degrees outside.
All right, I got you.
No, it's my Jalen Pickett.
Tommy wants to see a little chest hair.
You want to see some chest? No, we talked yesterday. Check it out. Pretty cool, huh?
Mile High City.
Denver Nuggets alternate jersey. No, we talked yesterday about how.
Oh, this is the kid?
Yeah.
Well, this is the kid from Aquinas, Jalen Pickett.
Ah, look at that.
Plays the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets lost last night. Tight one.
Ah, damn.
To the Clippers.
But damn it.
Pistons won, even though McQuaid's Isaiah Stewart was held out with a knee issue. Not great. But we had talked yesterday about how for the first time in Rochester history, we had three Rochester guys all active in the NBA playoffs at the same time. Jalen Pickett scored again last night, back-to-back games with points in his first NBA playoffs. So there you go.
Okay.
I now know you regret asking about a basketball jersey. The reason I am so very tired.
Yeah, why are you tired?
My daughter, my oldest, had a sleepover last night.
Oh, so no peace in the house.
Okay, so first of all, I know a lot of kids went back to school yesterday.
Yeah, wait, well, yeah.
Some kids had the day off, but most everybody goes back today. My daughters don't go back to school till Wednesday.
They do seem because to have of some Catholic odd days off.
It's just like Catholic school stuff?
Yeah, when you go to Catholic school for some reason, and I had this too, you get all of the days off.
So they're going to take, why not just run a week out because the Pope does?
Yeah.
I didn't think you cancel school.
Just mourn the Pope and then be done with it.
And
then you got to mourn the Pope Monday.
Yeah, like what are you really doing Thursday, Friday?
Nothing.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They go back.
Oh,
tomorrow.
They go back.
But it's gonna be all Pope stuff.
It's not gonna be all Pope.
Bro, it's gonna be solid Pope around that school. They're gonna be poping all day. McQuaid's be the same.
Poping it out.
Yeah.
So she.
So they're running crazy. This is your oldest daughter.
So yeah, my 14-year-old. So I had two additional 14-year-old girls in my house last night. So here's the thing.
That's gotta be hell.
So you, very sweet girls. Very sweet
girls. Yeah, but they're kids.
Oh, my God. So it was one of those things where my wife planned all of it and didn't tell me anything about it.
Oh.
Right? And my wife and I and the kids, we're pretty open about, like, what's going on communication-wise. So this was a shock to me.
So she's got, like, activities set up or just things for the girls to do? Or
I guess planning that it was going to happen.
All right. So here's the thing, Kimmy. And this is, like, a girl thing, too. I never remember this being a boy thing. It was one of her friend's birthdays.
Yeah.
So my daughter wanted to have, like, a birthday party sleepover for her friend.
Okay.
All right. So she wants to bake a cake.
Does your daughter bake?
No.
Like an easy bake or, like, straight up adult bake?
Like the Pillsbury, like the box cake.
Out of the box.
But, like, woman baking.
You got it. All right. So not only do I wake up from my nap to find out that these girls are coming over and, like, there's all the – my wife wants me to go to Chipotle – to get dinner, and I'm like, I don't have time, so I was like, fine, I'll do it. I'm like, well, you planned all this. So my daughter is baking a cake. She bakes the cake. She's asking me all these questions. I'm trying to work on the show, and I'm like, hey, you know, not now. Daddy's getting his work done.
Right.
You bake that cake and shut up.
Yes, I don't bake either. I don't have any answers to give you.
By the way, baking makes a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it just destroys the kitchen.
You think baking makes a mess? Have a 14-year-old bake a cake and show me the mess. So she gets this red velvet cake. She mixes up all the ingredients.
Fancy.
Sidebar, red velvet cake, lowest of the cake.
Yeah, no.
Gross.
I know people love it. And it's
a southern thing, man.
I never understood it.
Southerners eat that stuff up.
So she puts all this together.
Chocolate cake.
Thank you. Chocolate cake. And then she puts it in the oven.
Right.
And my wife goes, we're going to Chipotle. And the girls are like, my daughter. So they leave.
Wait, so.
It's not you're in charge of the cake.
So wait, but I forgot the cake was in there. And I'm like, look, everything worked out.
Smelled amazing.
And that was it. So, like, something smells delicious. So I call my daughter, and I'm like, hey, not for nothing.
Just set a timer.
Remember when you put the cake in the oven and just left the house?
Yeah, so she didn't set a timer?
No, so I had to every 5 minutes stick the toothpicks in to see if the cake was done.
But that slows the baking down.
Shut up, Bill Nye.
Kills the process.
Man. I don't care. It's a cake for a 14-year-old kid who's not mine.
Yeah, they don't care.
All right, so.
Good enough.
Cake comes out. One of the girls gets there before my family gets home.
Oh, so that awkward. Sucks. I always hated that as a kid. Like, now I got to hang out with somebody's mom or dad for like 10 minutes. Yeah.
And I had only met this girl twice before. So I'm like, hey, and she's very sweet and she's very engaging, but like I have things to do.
So what do you like?
But no, I was
here's
like, okay,
how's school?
I was like,
here's the remote.
What's great about these cell phones, Kimmy, these kids can entertain themselves immediately. Right. So I'm like, I'll be over here if you need anything. All right. So they come home, they decorate this cake, even more of a mess.
All right.
And they go into my basement. And from 7 o'clock last night until when I left the house at 2:45 this morning. It has been Woodstock in my bed.
Wait, they're still up?
But bro, they don't sleep.
Yeah, no, no, you don't really sleep at a sleepover.
Yeah. So what do they do at that?
Scream point? At the top of their lungs all night long.
They're just watching videos or something?
Watching the YouTube.
Everything.
Dancing.
All the
singing the songs.
All the loud things that you think you're doing quietly. Turns out you're not.
All right, I get that teenage boys are dicks, right? I'm the first one to admit we were dicks. We did a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Kimmy, why when teenage girls get together... Mm-hmm. Do they only scream at the top of their lungs?
I don't know. No,
explain.
They're having fun.
I know. And
the amount of angry parents. Like, I've seen some of my friends' parents at their absolute worst because of sleepovers.
I'm in my bed last night.
Yeah.
All right? 9 o'clock. It's bedtime. The vent goes right from
I know. That's the vents will get you.
So it's like my house is literally shaking from noise. That three girls. So I text my daughter.
Yeah.
Can you please keep it down?
Yeah. How'd that work out for you? Always works.
She texts me, okay. It's quiet for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Then all of a sudden, volume on the TV goes up. So my wife comes home from this meeting that she had.
Yeah.
Right? She, how are you? I'm like trying to, like, I'm a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
I go, listen, could you please just go down and talk to the girls?
Yeah.
Hey, be quiet. Okay, yeah. So she goes down, quiet for 3 minutes, comes back up.
You start talking lower, and then you just forget.
Okay.
But I would love to be that happy. I don't get it.
Me too.
I would love to be that joyously loud and happy. I don't get it, man. But
I think that's kind of why you have to embrace it, because that's a short period of your life, you know? You only get to do that for so long.
I didn't
feel that way for so long.
I didn't freak out last night. Yeah. And I don't disagree with what you're saying, Kimmy. That being said, it's easy for you to say that when you don't have three 14-year-old girls screaming at the top of their lungs, literally in your ear through the vent. I know, but nah.
But they're having fun.
Shut up!
You're going to miss it one day.
You're going to
miss it. I don't know, man.
I'm going to miss spending time with my daughters.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss watching them do their activities. I will not miss three 14-year-old girls screaming at the top of their lungs while some song by Charlie XCX is playing in my basement.
Oh, you didn't say they were playing that guy.
It's a chick.
That guy.
Oh.
That is a woman. That is a girl singer.
Brat Summer, Tommy. Brat Summer.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. 252-WCMF. My daughter had a sleepover last night. Their last day off from break is this morning. And, you know, why my wife would allow this to happen on a day.
Yeah, why didn't you do it on the weekend?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't freaking know. But, like, I have work. Of course, this was not going to be, like, a smooth thing.
Yeah.
I got to get up and go to work. Papa's got to go to work, right? Like, what are we going to do here? I'm like, okay, why not? This will be fun. God. I have all your friends over all the time.
When my wife, she gets together with her girlfriend, and they go to everybody's house, and they move it around, it's the same noise. It's just older noise.
They're also listening to Charlie XCX.
Maybe. I don't know. But they're outside.
Making up dances and stuff.
But if they're outside, I could hear them. If I'm in the house, I could hear that. I could hear every word they're saying. With a TV on, with earplugs in, I can hear every word.
He's got earplugs, kid.
And by the way, it's just they're just 14-year-old girls. Just add wine, and it just goes up another octave.
Well, I mean, look, guys are loud. We are loud by definition.
At times, we're loud.
But like, that's what I don't get. Is like, if you get a bunch of guys together,
I don't run up to you and hug you. Oh my God, you're here.
That's because you don't love anything.
No guys hug like that and dance around like when they see each other.
Well, I don't dance.
It's like women act like when you show a dog cheese. That's how they act. It's the same reaction.
That is so condescending.
They're just it's the same thing, man.
Why? You're all cheese to each other. Enjoy each other's company.
No, you're all cheese. You're all looking
you're
at each other's cheese.
Cheese.
Oh my God, you're here. Can I have some? Give me a hug. Oh yeah, I love you. Can I go outside now?
Sounds like a little jealousy here.
I am jealous. I said I'm jealous. I don't get it.
No, you didn't. You'd say you're jealous. You called him cheese.
No, I said dogs and cheese.
Look, okay. If you want, we can hug every morning. I got no problem.
We don't want to hug. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even know where to hug you in that outfit.
You just said you're jealous. Right around here. I'll show you. I'll point to where I want you to hug. No, I mean, if you're jealous of the hugging, I'll hug you.
I'd rather just be jealous.
Come here.
I want to live in my jealousy.
Give me a hug.
Did your wife sleep through it?
I don't know, because I eventually got myself out somehow.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, my wife, I don't know if my wife was.
My mom slept through everything. My mom, my mom would lay her head on the pillow. She was out. Like, you would have to scream at my mom to wake her up.
So my wife is, when the kids were young, she was the lightest sleeper ever. Like, any noise out of her crib or anything, she was gone. But to your point about, like, Kimmy, with these girls sleeping over at my house last night, 14 years old, they just scream loud music in the basement. My wife is, like, very, like, calm about the whole chaos of the girls being in the house. And it's another catch 22 being a parent of a teenager, because last night that was not fun for me.
No,
the noise and the anger.
No, it's annoying,
but it's much better than my kids like out running around the neighborhood until 4
wondering
o'clock.
Where they
okay,
are.
Exactly. Like,
or
you know,
not home or at somebody's house that you don't really know that well.
Because like, if I was hanging out with buddies at 14, 15, 16, we were going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And there were no cell phones at the time.
Like, right? You'd be sliding around.
Exactly. So
riding
we were
bikes.
Doing dangerous stuff. Yeah. So like, yeah, my kid is being wholesome in my house as far as I know, right? Like, hanging out with her friends.
Okay.
But it also sucks.
Yes.
Like, I wish there was like a, like, I almost want to, like, build one of those, what are they, in-law detached suites?
Build their own, like, clubhouse?
A she shed, yes.
Oh, the in-law extension
of
the house.
Oh, no, it can't even be connected.
Oh, you want a she shed.
I want a she shed in the backyard with soundproof panels where they can just go out there and I'm going to lock you in this until tomorrow morning and we'll unlock you at noon.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's also cost like $30,000.
No, but, like, if you were building a house, that would be a great, hey, we could put this out here for your kids.
Teenage shack?
Yeah.
You know, there,
teen check.
There was, I don't know if it made it to teens, but there was like this, what do you call it, trend a couple of years ago where people were building, it's not like a treehouse. It was like a legitimate like little apartment playhouse for their kids in the backyard.
Wow. Yeah, that would be pretty expensive.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Man. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm going to get home from work today, and I'm assuming these kids are still going to be asleep.
Wait, they're still there?
It's a sleepover. They're not leaving at like 6 a.m.
Why not?
Because they're not.
Or their parents would have to come pick them up.
Yeah. I mean, they were still awake when I left the house.
Wait, so you got them all day today?
I don't know how long
I'd be out of my mind.
No, there was one. She had a sleepover a couple weeks ago where one of the kids stayed till like 4 in the afternoon.
I don't know how you do it.
They just kind of stay until the parent decides to come pick you up.
I could be tolerant for a while.
Yeah.
But if I come home today and they're still there, I'm going to be a dick.
Look, they're sweet kids. Like, it's hard.
What are you going to be a dick for? It's not their fault.
Because you're still in my house, man. Or why are you still here, kid?
You're going to throw them on the street?
No, but, like, go call your mother. Get out of here.
Get out of my hair.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
There's a struggle, too, because you want to be the fun house. Right?
I don't want to be fun
house. No, you don't want to be the fun house.
I want to be the safe house. Like, I want the kids to feel welcome, but he's right. Too much fun means
you're
now
broke.
I got all the parties.
You're broken, you're miserable.
If you stop being the fun house and start laying down the rules, like, out by 11 a.m., they're just going to go to somebody else's house, and I know you don't really want that either.
I don't know what I want, Kimmy. I don't know what I want in this world.
I don't
anymore.
Think you want to be the fun house. My wife's house was the fun house, and
I don't know. I heard you couldn't spit.
No, you couldn't. No spitting, no cussing, no farting. But other than that, they had a lot of fun. But like, he brought all, especially my stepdad, his buddies came over and they played in the backyard and stuff. But like, they tore the place up.
Yeah. No, look.
They ate all the food, Ben. It was just, they were just savages.
My wife has made it the fun house. Like, our house is the fun house, which, great. The kids feel welcome, and I want them to feel safe and, like, fine. But, like, I just, you know, I'd like to sleep and have a life.
Because I'd
like that. I'm sorry, you were saying.
But was your house a fun house?
For all the wrong reasons.
Okay, all right.
I mean, there's a big old
hole. I could see it being fun.
It was fun. Like, there wasn't anything, like, we couldn't do. Like, it was like, right. Oh, take your shoes off. You're going to damage the hardwoods. You know what I mean? Like, we could get away.
Hey, put that down. That's expensive. Put a coaster underneath it. Hey, there's a dead dog outside, and he's stuck to the deck.
You talk about the lost obstacle?
Yeah.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
How's about a little rock and roll drama?
What's going on?
Well, potential rock and roll drama. All because right. We were all shocked to find out that our local boy, Dungood, was going to be able to finish out his rightful, his career in his rightful spot with the band that his voice made famous.
Yeah.
But as they continue to pick up steam off of their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame election, there is an argument to be made, and a very sincere argument, that this guy should be the one to finish strong, especially at this venue.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rocks, 96.5 WCMF. Foreigner is currently on their farewell tour. You run your own. Why are you such a dick? How do you not sing along with every Foreigner song?
I let Lou do the singing for me.
Okay. So with that, a couple months ago, or about a month ago, we got a special surprise. Lou Gramm, Rochester's own, was going to take over the South American leg of the tour, fronting the band again. And this was happening because their lead man, Kelly Hansen, can't leave America.
Oh.
We don't know why he can't leave
America. Well, we could probably figure it out if we wanted to.
But he put out a statement saying as much. So, Lou was taken over again in South America. And along with Lou, one of the current band members of Foreigner, who has been recording Foreigner songs in Spanish, was also going to take over some lead singer duties singing in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, that was going to be that. And it was a nice way for Lou to wrap up, you know, the amazing career that he's had.
Right.
Well, it was announced yesterday.
What happened?
As part of their farewell tour, Foreigner will be playing Turning Stone on September 20th.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the problem.
What's that?
Foreigner fans jumped with joy when they found out Lou would be touring again with the band.
But he's only doing South America.
Well, as of now, because Kelly Hansen, the lead singer, can't leave the country.
All right.
Turning Stone, although on a Native American reservation, still in the country.
Yeah.
Who's the lead guy for that show?
Oh, you got to go with Lou.
I know. Closest to his hometown.
He's a bigger draw.
Okay.
You're going to draw so many more people. Like, I don't know what that venue holds, but that's a sold-out show with Lou.
Okay, so all three of us are in agreement that it should be Lou Gramm.
Because that's the last time they're going to be doing it. They're done, right? This is it.
Though they say it's their farewell tour, but, oh, you know.
I mean, physically, I mean.
Well, Lou said he was retiring, and he's going on the South America tour.
Right, but he can't even do a full show, right? I mean, he's got to take breaks.
I don't know. I don't know where his health is at right now. I mean, look, I was as surprised as you were based on what we thought we knew about Lou and his health that he was pulling it back. Yeah, going on this tour. All right, so we're all in agreement in this room that it should be Lou Gramm fronting Foreigner at Turning Stone.
Absolutely.
That's going to cause a problem.
Why? I mean, that guy should understand that.
Okay.
What's his name?
Kelly Hansen. The phone number is 252. Well,
Hansen should sit down and shut up.
All right. Okay, we don't have to get aggressive here.
I don't mean to be a dick, but come on, Hansen.
All right, so it's not like Kelly Hansen joined yesterday. I believe he's been the front man for Foreigner for like 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's done his time.
He may actually, in aggregate time, have been the lead man for Foreigner longer than Lou Gramm
has. Yeah, but you didn't build the brand.
I agree with you. But if he's been doing this for 20 years and he has the ability to do the show.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you at least have Lou do some of the show?
Okay, but then would Lou want to do that? Because he'd be sharing the spotlight with this guy who is not Lou Gramm.
Well, I don't know how big these egos are.
That's what I mean here. And look,
I don't know if Lou, because Lou, when he comes, anytime you see him, he's pretty laid back, but I don't know if he's got a big, you know, when he's working, if he doesn't have like a big dick ego.
Look, I mean, I don't even think that him having that feeling would make him a dick. I mean, look. He was part of this. He created this.
Yeah.
Right? Like this, I would argue that Foreigner is not Foreigner without Lou Gramm.
Right. He created a sound.
Exactly. And he also had a very successful solo career after Foreigner was over, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, he has the talent to do it. I wouldn't hold it against Lou to say I would like to do this show by myself an hour away from my hometown as we wrap this up.
I think you get, like, the local connection. Like, I think, like, that's fair of him to request.
Now, the only problem, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, is he's already doing a show at Batavia Downs this summer.
Okay.
So that might be, they may not want to compete with two casino shows right down the thruway.
Because
I thought he was part of that, the Lou Gramm band, I think is at Batavia.
I don't know why. I mean, you know,
I mean, you're kind of getting more of like a Buffalo audience at Batavia and maybe more of a Syracuse audience at Turning.
But usually they don't want to
Sure, yeah. Sure, but we also found out that Shaggy, the rapper from the 90s this summer, is playing the Erie County Fair, and then 2 weeks later playing the New York State Fair.
Lou can do it.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, what can Shaggy do that Lou can't, that old famous kid song from the sea? Yeah, no, so here's the problem is going to be money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you're not going to pay both lead guys full boat.
Well, I don't know what those guys make anymore, because they don't own the band. I mean, the band is Mick Jones. That's his band.
But Mick Jones is not touring with them anymore.
No, but he pays.
I understand, but I don't know what kind of shape Mick Jones is in right now.
Yeah.
He's got Parkinson's.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, all of this is extremely complicated. Yeah. It's impressive that the band is touring, period, with all of these things happening in it. I mean, if you have both of them, it messes with the money. And it can also, as we talk about egos, create some backstage animosity.
Oh, sure.
I mean, rock stars get territorial. They are right. They have a right to be territorial.
Yeah.
And like, here's the other thing to think about. 252 WCMF, it's announced yesterday that Foreigner, as part of their farewell tour, will be playing Turning Stone in September. Kelly Hansen, the lead singer of the band, who is not doing the South America tour, which Lou is doing. He's only not doing the South America tour because he apparently can't leave the country. This show in the country, so Kelly could do it, but it's down the street from Lou Gramm's hometown. Lou Gramm is the voice of Foreigner. What's it going to be like? Let's say you do the show together.
Yeah.
You're going to have Kelly Hansen do some, Lou Gramm do some. We're all going to live in harmony. When Lou Gramm comes out and does that first song, and he gets that pop, and Kelly Hansen's just standing there, that's not a good feeling.
No, true.
I mean, you know what that's like every time every other comic stepped on stage.
Why
you got to
pick on me
for? I'm just saying we're in a unique spot where you sucked, and everyone in the room wanted anybody else but you, and what that feeling feels like when the crowd, when you're like, oh, I'm Tommy Lee, it's my time, and everyone's like, someone new! Yes! Women giving birth out of excitement that you were getting off the stage.
Well, at least I
again.
Did something.
I mean, you could only do this, I think, for one show.
Well, yeah, I mean, what would be the point of doing it for any other show, except he's a hometown kid.
Well,
based on location.
Yeah.
I think that Foreigner fans, I mean, Foreigner still draws.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that Foreigner fans across the country would be more people in the seats if they found out Lou Gramm was going to be at
the
show.
I think he's a bonus for sure. Because I don't think they sell out everywhere they go anymore.
I don't know.
I mean, unless they do like these combo played shows where they're with like three other big bands now.
Are there any other rock bands that have toured with two lead guys?
That I would know.
Because I know that, didn't Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth
they
go on a tour together?
That, but I think it ended disastrously.
And it wasn't part of Van Halen. It was their own separate thing. Because like there are several bands who have had multiple singers that come in and come out, but I've never heard of a rock band touring with two lead guys.
Two lead guys, right. But this is what you get when you push the envelope this far down the age highway.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, because I mean this is the sign where these shows are getting too old to perform. When one guy who owns it can't do it, the other guy can do some of it, the other guy can't leave the country. This is like a bad bachelor party.
And it's at a casino.
Yes. You know, one guy can't go to Canada because he's got a DWI. The other guy gets to the strip club and doesn't have any money. The other guy lost his phone. We're not even having fun here anymore, man.
So it says several well-known rock bands have successfully navigated periods where they toured with two lead singers or where the vocal duties were shared between multiple members. Examples include AC/DC, Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, well that's kind of, Fleetwood Mac's different. They're all the lead singers.
Van Halen.
Who went with Van Halen?
It says David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar.
With Van Halen?
Yeah, I thought they did something together, but I don't think it worked well.
I thought that they were doing a separate thing from Van Halen
they
to
may
stick
have.
It up Eddie's you-know-what. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you count Fleetwood Mac?
No. No.
I mean, I get that they were all banging and they all hated each other, but it's not like any of them. They were all singing.
Yeah, that was a band full of just egos, everybody grabbing a mic and trying to do something.
But, yeah, I mean, look, they managed to bring it back in the 90s and 2000s and still sell the places out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, same with the Eagles, although it's a different kind of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it works when you have multiple people in the band taking lead on different
songs.
Yeah,
they can sing.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, that works.
Yeah, except for Genesis. That didn't work either.
Mm.
Well, no, like Peter Gabriel never went back to Genesis after Phil Collins took over lead duties, did he?
I don't think so.
Like together, there was never like a Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel, all Genesis reunion like in the 90s.
I don't think so.
Would have been a sledgehammer.
Kimmy doesn't get that.
I do too. Yes, they did sing together.
Really? Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins.
Oh, I don't know what we said. We just mentioned 10 bands.
I'm trying to find when that happened.
But was it with Genesis? All right, look, I mean, maybe then we're wrong. Maybe this is possible.
All right.
Maybe you can get Kelly and Lou up on stage together. And
but there's got to be that.
Hold hands?
Everybody's got to play nice for it to work.
Well, I mean,
you're going to get a crap show, and if that's what you want, enjoy that.
I don't want that for the last tour. I want Lou to be able to go out, you know, on his horse riding high, what he built here.
Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing a meltdown.
Why are you such a dick?
A Lou Gramm meltdown would be awesome.
I don't think he has it in him to meltdown anymore. Like you said, he's a really laid back guy.
Yeah, if he pushes buttons.
I don't know. Okay, you're right. That would be the coolest way to finish it. If both of them are on stage together, that way you get, like, you know, the whole history of the band.
Yeah, they come out and take a big bow and all
that.
Yeah.
All right. I think if they do that, I'll go to this show. Well, if it's
I'll
just
tell
Lou.
Well, no, you're in.
Wait. I'm saying if Lou's not there, I don't want any.
Of course not.
Right? Is that fair? Is that a dick thing to say?
No. I think that's okay.
Not the guy's not talented, but, like, that's Foreigner.
Yeah.
You know? And we've talked about how if you had to take any member of the band when you're watching a classic band, like, the lead guy is the most important.
Well, sure.
Like, Mick Jones not being there sucks. But,
yeah,
you know, anybody could play.
He knew he had to get a lead singer.
And he did.
They could pull it off.
And he got Lou.
Yeah, he did great.
All right, good.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
There are 100 different reasons you can get pulled over in your car.
Oh, sure.
And getting pulled over, it's never fun. Well, what if I told you that may become harder for cops to do in the state of New York?
So they see there's something, a problem with your car. Like you're not maintaining it.
Well, there's actually a lot of different things
that
they can pull you over for now that they would no longer be allowed to.
Mm.
Would you be excited about that?
Mm, that doesn't sound good.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
There is currently a bill in the state Senate that is looking to limit how often police officers in the state of New York can pull drivers over.
Mm.
So right now, you can get pulled over for all kinds of tiny things like a busted taillight, bad inspection, other small issues that don't directly impact safety on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Folks who want this changed want it changed for two reasons. It would allow cops, one, to focus more on the dangerous part of traffic enforcement, speeding, reckless driving, DWI.
Yeah.
They argue that the more times cops spend writing for little stuff, tickets, the big stuff they miss.
Ooh.
Two, they say it would cut down on interactions between police officers and routine traffic stops escalating into bad situations.
Mm.
So essentially, if it's not a dangerous situation, the cops could no longer pull you over for it.
Okay.
So if they saw a bad inspection, a busted taillight,
something dangling, like a muffler dangling,
muffler ticket, something like that, they would no longer be able to pull you over for it. You guys think this is a good idea?
No. They should. I mean, because you got to maintain your car, man.
Got to maintain your car.
Let me tell you something.
It's the second biggest investment.
As soon as you cross over into Florida from Georgia, Georgia's no buttoned up state.
It's a peach state, bud.
It's a peach state, and that's where it ends, right at the pit. And you cross over into Tallahassee, you're going to see people driving on three donuts, wearing no shirt, arm out the window, tatted up, smoking and chewing tobacco at the same time. You're going to be Florida,
by the way,
man.
You just said is illegal.
Right.
You can't drive on three donuts.
Says who?
Says everybody. Drive on un donut, three.
Is that against the law?
I don't even know where you get
again,
three donuts.
Yeah, held up two fingers when you said three. What is with your brain, man?
I don't know.
Kimmy, can you Google, is it illegal to drive on donuts?
For a length of time? No.
What are you basing that on?
Florida.
You're now realizing that what you
can't,
said.
If you have two donuts on your car.
Yeah.
You're going to get pulled over.
So if I blow two tires and I'm trying to get somewhere,
yeah, because
I can't
put
two donuts on.
Here's the deal. You didn't blow two tires and put two donuts on.
You don't know that?
Yes, I do, because you didn't have two donuts.
Always carry four donuts with me at all times.
No, you don't.
Look at you. What are you
coming? You're getting pulled
over. No, you don't.
You're getting pulled out of that car.
Why would it be illegal to drive on multiple donuts?
Because those tires are only...
Yeah, it does seem like you can get pulled over for that. It says that there's a limit on that. Like, they suggest than 50 miles on the
donut. I understand. Look, I thought this was America. I thought I could drive on as many donuts as I wanted.
You can eat as many donuts as you want, but you can only drive on one.
Okay, but everything but the donuts, you just think it looks trashy.
It does look trashy. Like, Florida had so many junk cars. I saw somebody, like, you would see so many quarter panels, like, waving at you as you're driving. They almost look like gills on a fish.
Is that against the law?
Well, I mean, if your car is falling apart, yes.
What are you talking about?
You can't drive junk.
You don't know that for sure, man.
I know there's winter beaters, but you can only take it so far.
All right.
And by the way, having a blinker is important.
No, I understand.
No, but they're saying like,
I don't know. I never said blinker. I don't know if blinker's part
of that. You said if a taillight's missing.
Well, the taillight being out is different.
By the way, that's your brakes.
Understood.
Well, telling me like you're slowed down and I don't know it.
Maybe it's more of a I'm driving at night and one of the lights is out, but the brakes don't look. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the bill says, man.
So if you're missing a headlight,
yeah,
they used to be able to pull you over.
Yes.
So now maybe no?
I don't know. Because you're right. I would argue that does sound dangerous, but I'm not sure. Because I haven't seen the entire bill yet.
Right.
I'm going based on what the story says.
I want all cars fixed.
Okay, 252 WCMF. But you are not considering anything that is brought up in the story. You only want this so things don't look trashy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to drive in trash town?
Don't let me down.
Trash town.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you be okay if this bill that does not allow police officers in New York State to pull over for inspections, registrations, taillight out, are you okay if that passes?
I think like the registration inspection doesn't bother me as much as like the taillight. Because the taillight is actually going to affect me as another driver on the road.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if I don't know which direction you're going in or if I can't see you braking, well then now like I'm also like I don't know how to drive around you.
Nobody uses their blinker anyway though. I think that's irrelevant.
I use my blinker.
Don't you use your blinker?
Like if it's affecting like your basic skills on the road, I'm gonna say like no, you should be pulled over for that. Probably.
And if I see a woman in a car that's not maintained, I got an opinion about that woman.
It has nothing to do with this bill.
No.
You're just taking shots.
You got a bad husband or you got a bad boyfriend because he should be out there fixing that taillight.
Because you know how to fix that.
I can fix a taillight.
Hey, Kimmy, I remember a story about a guy who's...
I'm taking over to Pet Boys.
I remember a story about a guy whose girlfriend took her car in, I'm sorry, what happened with that cop with your first wife? All of a sudden, we're laughing now.
Well, I was a bad husband. I was that guy. You know what? I was a bad Florida husband.
What happened, Tommy?
So it would start to shake when she drove into work. And the guy goes, don't you have a husband to fix this? And he goes, your husband let you go to work like this?
Bad husband is what I think.
I was a bad husband.
All
right, you want a state of me's?
There are folks against this idea.
Yeah.
They argue that it's littering the cops' ability to do their jobs. They also argue that sometimes a broken taillight or things like that can lead cops to finding other more dangerous stuff in the car.
Yeah, like bodies in the trunk or weed in the glove compartment.
Weed in the glove compartment is legal.
Blow.
Okay, fine.
Methamphetamine.
Which, by the way, you also fentanyl. Think should all be legal. You've said that on the air before. All right, it's hard to tell where the support would be if you pulled the entire state. Because on one hand, no one wants to get pulled over.
No.
Right? Lots of people have little things that are wrong with their cars that can lead them getting pulled over. And it doesn't affect the safety of what's going on.
Mm.
But on the other hand, Tommy, if cops say they want something, there is also a large portion of the state that thinks they should get what they want right away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like... I guess the fight would be you have a lower chance of getting pulled over and getting some ticket that doesn't really apply to your safety. But on the other hand, people might feel like they're less safe because it doesn't give the cops the ability to do their job.
So do the cops want this bill? Are they saying like they're so slammed that it's slowing them down?
I would imagine no, but I'm not entirely sure.
Because sometimes I thought like, you know, sometimes they can't pull you over, but they could pull you over for something else and check it out.
That's literally what I just said.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Three. Okay.
I thought it was four.
That's what I mean. No. I would imagine, based on growing up in Copland, that they would be against this idea, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Just think it out loud.
All right. It seems like we should just leave it the way it is.
Yeah. Why would you ever change anything in the world? Would you leave it the way it is?
Everything's good.
252 WCMF. Let's take some calls.
All right.
Rednecks on CMF. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Morning. How you doing?
Good, Redneck. So, what do you got?
Does this specifically say inspections or registrations in that bill?
I believe it did in the story, yes.
Do some research on that? Okay, so this is the issue. You guys are fighting against yourselves against, you know, taillights and this and that. That's part of the inspection. So if you got a taillight out and they're saying that you can't get pulled over for an inspection sticker being out of date, then the driver already knows that his taillight's out because he didn't go get it inspected.
Well, hold on. I can get it inspected and my taillight can go out.
Yeah, the next day.
Time exists in the world.
And then you got another year before another inspection.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is that it's all safety. There's no way they're going to get this passed. Because if they're not going to pull over for a run-out inspection sticker and you got multiple things wrong, then who's going to go get their car inspected? It's not going to pass anyways.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Redneck. Let me ask you this question, Redneck, because your name is Redneck, so let's not pretend like you were always driving a safe car.
Yeah, you're official.
At what age did you finally have a vehicle where nothing was wrong with it where you could get pulled over?
Well, I'm 44 right now, so about 5 years ago.
Okay. All right. So, Redneck, from a personal...
You got there, though.
From a personal... from a personal standpoint, would you be opposed to this bill passing?
It's splitting hairs in my eyes. Because, you know, you see people with out taillights and out headlights and this and that. You know, minuscule things that, you know, takes 5 minutes to fix if you're handy with vehicles and stuff. But I don't know. I'm on the fence about it.
I feel like you want it, but you don't want to say you want it, Redneck. That's what I'm feeling.
No, because I'm glad I don't live in Pennsylvania. You ought to be, too. Because if you get a rust hole in your car the size of a quarter, it will not pass inspection until you have it bondoed.
Oh, yeah, that's why Tommy's mom couldn't get inspected in Pennsylvania. That was her nickname.
What's that?
Rust hole.
Well, that was the size of a half dollar. So.
You didn't have to pile on my mom.
Oh, not so fun what other people do, is it, Tommy? Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. Go get your car inspected.
See ya.
All right, take care. We got Facebook messages coming in again. We're talking about this bill sitting in the state assembly. It would take the ability for cops in New York State, take their ability away to pull over for little things like inspection stickers, taillights out, stuff like that.
Can I point out you only know that about what's going on in other states if you've had that problem?
Well, you could also have a buddy that comes over and is like, you're not going to believe what Ryan writes us on Facebook. He says, if you did this, it means less money coming in for municipalities. They use that ticket money as part of their budget. It's also why some police departments have ticket quotas per month. It's why you're more likely to get a ticket in the last week of the month than the first week of the month. All right, let's talk about that.
All right.
Do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
They use these fees to pay for their departments.
Okay. I think there's a debate here whether or not that would help or hurt cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, if you have a ticket for something like a taillight or an inspection, they tell you, go fix it, show us it's done.
You get a warning.
Yeah. And yeah, they'll drop the charge, whatever. Yeah. So it's not like a lot of people, I don't think, are paying on those anyway.
Right.
Also, I think you could argue, you know, the idea behind this, we want the cops to focus more on speeding and dangerous driving. If they're getting more speeders, those fines are much higher.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that may bring in more cash.
I would think so.
You can always find people speeding. But along Ryan's Facebook message, I think the more important question would be,
what is that?
If there are police departments that are using these little things to pull over and write tickets to get more money in the coffers, isn't that reason enough to get rid of that pulling over form?
Oh. Well, I guess... any smaller towns, they need those funds.
Okay, but this ain't a bake sale, man. These laws exist to keep people safe, not to pay for bills.
Yeah, but, you know.
No, wait, that's not a... what?
We're going to make quota over here.
No, so. That's the... I mean, the idea...
get out of car.
The idea of a quota is problematic.
It is, but that's how they can exist.
No.
These smaller towns, they don't take in the money, so I guess they need those speed traps.
Yeah, okay.
They're just taking it from the town.
Well, no, they're taking it from people driving through the town.
Town, right, instead of raising the property tax.
Yeah, but I don't live in your town, so not my problem.
Well, slow down and you respect our country ways, son.
Why do you have an accent like that in Oswego?
I don't know. That's how we talk in Oswego. That's an Oswego accent.
No, I mean, the fact that you're writing these tickets just to pay bills, if that's happening, is problematic.
Yeah, but that's how the world works.
No, just because you say that doesn't mean it's true.
So how do you, then what do you do?
Hey, not my problem. I don't live here. Figure it out.
Well, no, they did figure it out. You just don't like it.
You're going to hang me? What?
Drive through here with your fancy eye ride. Run your damn mouth.
I love you, too, because you got busted on so many of those 30, 55 to 35, you can't see the sign, small towns. And when you got those tickets, you were mother effing those small towns.
Bro, I got major arrested in Dansville.
Yeah, like major arrested.
Well, like locked up.
Yeah.
Well,
different situation there, though.
That's how the world works, Kimmy.
I was chained up next to this woman.
And that was his second marriage.
How many people who have like a taillight out or some like small fix, like how many of them can't afford to fix it and how many of them just don't fix it?
Well, I mean, look.
Well, mostly, you know, you're busted, you're short, and you don't have
the
money.
Is it that, though? Or is it just like, I'll fix it later, and then you never get around to fixing it?
I've been both, so I don't know how to answer that question.
But usually when I had something like that wrong with the car, I had multiple things wrong with the car that I was just blowing off because I just wanted to spend the money.
Sure, sure. And I mean, I get it.
I only had one budget.
Look, I'm even at the point now, right? Like, you know, taillight goes out, I'll get to it. It's not like I'm not driving immediately to go get it taken care of.
Yeah, and if you have an older car, yeah, there's no rush.
Yeah, so I'm for this.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.